welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty, and it's Wednesday, December 2nd. The Texans practiced indoors at the Methodist Training Center today, and afterwards, quarterback Matt Schaub answered some questions from the media and spoke first about just how important this game Sunday is against the Jaguars.
How's the mindset of the team, I guess?
Good. You know, we got a new week and a new challenge ahead of us, and we're excited to go play Jacksonville, a team we know well. And so, our team's in good shape, and everyone's positive and just hanging together.
What do you know about them, Matt, and the problems they can cause?
Well, they do some multiple things defensively. You know, they've shown a little bit of 3-4 this year, and especially to us early in the season, and then they mix in their 4-3, the same stuff they've done in years past. And, they're a big, aggressive group, and they're physical, and they present some challenges for us.
Scalina said a while ago, I know he's talking defensively, but he said, we're going back to the old ways. What does that mean to you as a quarterback when you talk about that sort of thing?
You know, I think when I think of that, I just think about going to the basics, and just doing our day one, day two type installation stuff, the stuff we know best, and, not try to scheme too much. Just go out and, line up and beat the man across from you.
Jerry talked today about y'all had, I think he said, 8 or 9, 10 quarters where y'all played completely clean. And, of course, you had a couple turnovers, 3 turnovers second half. What is the mindset there to try to get back to that? How do you view that, Matt?
Well, we just go back to executing and just, doing what we do best and just taking care of the ball, just taking what they give us and not try to, do too much.
How hard is it to not be frustrated, though, at this point in the season where you're at?
Well, I think, you get frustrated with the way the game turned out. But, in this business, good or bad, if you don't let that stuff go, whether you win or lose by, Tuesday when you wake up and moving on to the next one, that's where you get yourself in trouble because then your focus is on the past and not what you have to do in the future to, continue in a good note or, pick up, and get better from, a disappointing loss.
Matt, you had a win after 10-6 to the playoffs. Is this a must-win situation?
Absolutely. This is, we're trying to remain focused on this game, but it's definitely a must-win for us. Our back's against the wall, and we just got to come out swinging as a team, and our guys are prepared to do that. We're ready to go out there and play a hard-fought football game, but it is a must-win game for us.
Basically, just look at it as a 5-game season now?
Absolutely. I mean, 1-game season. We just take them one at a time. We got to go out and get a win this week, and then we'll look for the next one. But right now, we just have to go get for number 6.
All-Pro wideout Andre Johnson also took some questions from the media, and he, too, talking about the must-win situation Sunday in Jacksonville.
Can you talk about the morale of the team? Is it kind of like it's rally the troops kind of time, isn't it?
Well, the biggest thing is, just trying to go get a win on Sunday, no one's down. Of course, we're very disappointed, about what has happened, so far this season as a football team. We've had, bigger expectations, than what has happened this season. But, everyone's very positive and, we just have to go get a win on Sunday and hopefully we can win out these, last couple games that we have.
This is a must-win situation. Does everybody understand that?
Yeah, everyone knows that. You don't have to, just keep beating it up. Everyone knows the situation. And, like I said, everybody's very positive. We can easily, as a team go in the tank and be down because, we didn't live up to our expectations. But, no one has done that. And we're just going to try to do everything we can to get a win Sunday.
How do you go about turning the page, to refocus and say, look, forget the last 3. We're going to look ahead, not back.
Well, like I said before, when you play, any sport you play, you can't control, a game after, it's over with. There's nothing you can do about. There's nothing we can do about what happened, our first 11 games. So we only can control what's, left in the next 5. So, we just have to take them one game at a time. And, everyone knows that. And, like I said, we're just going to try to do everything we can to get a win Sunday.
Easier said than done sometimes?
Well, I think sometimes, guys, you can put that extra pressure on yourself rather than just going out approaching it like any other game because of the situation. But, No, I think we'll be fine. You know, we know what's at stake, and, you know, we just have to go out and play to the best of our ability to get W's.
That second half against the Colts, you guys had a long string of really error-free, turnover-free football going. How important is it to go into, you know, a place like Jacksonville, take care of the football, you know, make plays, yeah, but also not turn it over?
Well, it's very important. You know, when you turn the ball over and things like that, you know, it's very rare that you come out, you know, winning football games. And in order for us to go into Jacksonville and win, you know, we know we can't turn the ball over, and we know we have to play a full 60 minutes. So, you know, that's something that hasn't happened around here. I mean, you know, every week, you know, we're coming in saying that, you know, we didn't play a full 60 minutes and things like that. So, you know, like I said, we know the situation. We know what situation we're in as a football team as far as accomplishing our goal. And, you know, these last five games, we have to play the best football we've ever played around here. So, you know, like I said, everyone knows what's at stake.
That's going to do it for this Texans Today podcast. We thank you for listening, and make sure you keep it here at HoustonTexans.com to find out everything you could ever want to know about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Ball time in Houston. Yeah,